We have three young men in the studio playing all around New Zealand. Now, fundraisers for charity don't always have fun. To be honest, you know, they, as they canvass our neighbourhoods, knocking on doors at dinner time on cold evenings. But our guests this morning are raising money for mental health, doing something that many of us like to do. Kyle Sutcliffe, John Middleton, Zach Roberts, and their pet bird, who is not with us today, are travelling New Zealand in an RV and in a hurry. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
The bird is no longer going with you, though.
No, it's not. We reached out to a vet to see if it would be okay to do this, and we were advised no. Don't take the bird with you.
The bird is a little bit too loud for an RV, but we'd love her to be there.
Yeah. The bird's a parakeet.
Cockatiel. Yeah.
All right. Your task, please. Can you describe, Kyle, can you describe what you're trying to do?
So basically, we're trying to raise a bit of money for the Mental Health Foundation, because that's what this is all about, is spreading awareness for it and raising a bit of money, and also to really just help out local Kiwi businesses that have, you know, fallen under from COVID-19 and all the effects that that's had as well.
Okay, you've been playing mini golf together as a threesome on Thursdays before lockdown kicked in. Who came up with the idea of taking things up a notch? Whose idea was that?
Yeah, so I chucked it in the group chat. Sounded like a good time, and now it's taken off. We're underway.
What is it about mini golf that appeals so much to you?
It's just a fun, easy game. Something you can just enjoy. Not too much effort goes into it. Just a good time.
How do you all know each other?
So I've flatted with John before I knew Zach, actually, and then I've ended up flatting with Zach, and then over level four we all flatted together just in the same flat. So.
Okay. You're raising funds for the Mental Health Foundation. In fact, you've raised quite a lot already, even before you've barely started.
Yeah, yeah. We've only done one day so far, but we've already raised over $1,000, so it's awesome. And our original goal was to only raise $1,000, and that got blown out of the water so quickly, so we've had to actually increase it already.
And each of you has been impacted by mental health issues at some stage of your life, because clearly you chose the charity for a reason.
Yeah, it was quite an important one for us. I mean, originally the reason we started going out and playing mini golf was Zach was actually feeling a bit low, and we just wanted to get us all together and do a silly little game and have a bit of fun, you know, not on our phones, not in a house, you know, out and about. And when Zach came up with this ridiculous idea of travelling New Zealand and playing all the mini golf courses, we actually realised that we've all been through something. Zach's had a few times where he's felt not so great. Kyle, similarly. One of my close friends committed suicide a couple of years back. So we've all been affected by mental health, and we felt that the Mental Health Foundation was the charity that we wanted to support.
Thank you, John. And Zach, did it help playing mini golf?
Oh, for sure. Feeling a lot better. And it's a lot to do with these guys here and a few other friends around us and just having a good time. It's amazing what it can change.
You can have a really good time playing mini golf, as a matter of fact. You're not going to get sick of it, are you?
Yeah,
probably.
The Mental Health Foundation is presumably reasonably pleased with the concept and the publicity.
I'd like to hope so.
We had contact with one of our members, and they said, "Yep, we're keen to do this fundraiser." And then we didn't really talk to them for 2 weeks while we prepared everything, and then we sort of hit them up and said, "Yeah, so we got all these media things, we're on Radio New Zealand, we got all the courses involved," and they were a little bit surprised, but I'm really happy with that.
I want to ask you about all the courses. Now, you set off yesterday, but you're still in Auckland.
Yep.
This doesn't seem like a fast start, gentlemen.
Well, yeah, we're getting there. we actually thought that each game would take a little bit longer than what it actually has done. We thought each game would take over an hour, and we're smashing them out in 45 minutes.
So
going a little bit faster than we had originally anticipated. But yeah, there's quite a few in Auckland to do, so it's
how many in Auckland?
Eight in total, I believe.
Are there eight? Okay.
We realised, though, pretty quickly that it wasn't going to be how long the courses took, but how long the driving was.
Yeah.
We worked it out. It's probably going to be at least 4,000 k's of driving. And those two boys are the only ones that can drive. I'm on my learner's licence, so I'm not very useful.
82 mini-golf courses over the coming 3 weeks. Are you sure you've got them all covered? Because, John, what happened when you talked to the Greymouth Star?
Yeah, so this was an interesting one. We talked to the Greymouth Star, and they sort of said, are you coming to Greymouth? We'd love to do a story on you. And we kind of said, no, like, we're not going to Greymouth. There's no courses that we know of. And they wrote back and said, yes, there is. And we looked them up and we found that there was a course there. So we've had to change our plans, do a 6-hour excursion through the Arthur's Pass. At a very early hour in the morning to get to Greymouth to do their course. So, yeah, we've actually had quite a lot of people sending us messages and getting in contact with us, letting us know where these courses are that we've missed.
Kyle, are you sure there are no courses? Well, what's the southernmost one, do you think?
The southernmost one that we'll be doing is Dunedin. That's the only one that's open that's that south, at least. There is one in Invercargill, I believe, but that is closed for the winter, unfortunately. Or maybe fortunately for us, because it makes it a bit shorter.
Okay, well, people will let us know if the Invercargill one's still closed. This is a difficult question, but is there a place you took off the list because you don't think there's a mini golf course there, but there just might be?
Ooh, that stuff. There was my hometown is Motueka, and I didn't think there was any mini golf there. And we got hit up again by the Kaiteri Holiday Park saying, yeah, there is. So we were going to completely skip out my hometown, but I'm kind of happy that we have to go there now.
Okay, so 82 courses in 21 days, which sounds like a very tall order, actually. That's about 4 a day you're going to have to do.
It is indeed,
plus travelling.
Yeah, plus travel as well, which is going to be quite the trip.
What if someone rings up and says, actually, we've got a kind of half a mini golf course in our motel or our campground? I mean, are you going to be committed to playing those courses?
Yeah, definitely. Let us know. We're keen to hit all of them. That's the goal here. So if there's the one we've missed, yeah, please do let us know.
You'll need to do some crisscrossing, won't you, especially in the central North Island?
Yeah, North Island is a bit of a mare on the itinerary planning. We're sort of heading down one coast and then coming back crisscross all the way through New Plymouth and Palmy and all the way up to Hamilton and Cambridge. So it's messy, but four courses a day, I'm hoping we can do it.
All power to your putter. So the courses all know you're coming?
That we have contacted every course that we have on our list. So every course that our research has found, we have contacted, and they're all absolutely fizzing to see us. It's been really nice response.
Jim asked the boys to contact me at Masterton South Rotary Club before playing the Masterton mini putt course, says John. Okay, I'll pass all these messages that are coming in on to you. A lot of people love mini golf. And they would love to come with you. You could have a whole caravan going right down New Zealand.
That would be awesome. I'm not sure everyone would be able to fit in the two double beds that we've got. But, but you know, hey.
There's a great course down south somewhere with hydraulics that lift your ball up shove it across a bridge. And, you know, it's quite fancy. I think it's in Christchurch.
Yeah, that sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, we do have quite a few Christchurch courses, so
there
I'm
must
sure
be a few,
in there, yeah.
There must be a few quite sophisticated mini-golf courses around, actually.
Yeah, the one we're looking forward to is in Nelson. It's a 50-metre holes or something, so it's pretty much a normal golf course by the sounds of it. That's we know we can get our drivers out for that one, and off we go.
Seriously, you actually have a 50-metre...
That's what he was telling us, yeah.
Mini golf course.
50-metre golf mini putt course, yeah.
Will you rate them after it's over and maybe publish that somewhere?
Well, I don't think we're going to be rating every single one of them, but there'll definitely be ones that stand out, you know, and we might, if we feel up to it, we might chuck a top 5 or a top 10 list out there or recommend the ones that we think are the most exciting or something like that. Who knows?
Okay, so you're going to drive away from this building and start playing golf. That's what you're...
Basically, yeah.
Correct, right. Yep.
Heading down to Whitianga today to play one there, and hopefully after that Paunui. But it's all time is not on our side, so we're going to see how many we can get done.
All the very best, good course. Kyle Sutcliffe, John Middleton, Zach Roberts, no cockatiel.
That's right.
Thank you very much for coming and going.
Cheers.